Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Spend my dollar. It's not about what you want. It's about what you're willing to do to get it. Run it again.
Hello and welcome.
I'm not going to, so quit asking.
When you give me a hard time.
For the listeners that didn't get to go.
This is the payback.
Alabama wins!
What you did last year really doesn't matter.
Our goal is to have the kind of team that nobody wants to play.
Hi.
Hello and welcome to a spring 2023 edition of the Alabama Football Podcast. In fact, a series of podcasts. We're going to do sort of mini episodes where we delve into a single topic, be it a question, a prediction, sort of a watch item for spring leading up to A-Day. Optimistically, aggressively, we might do one of these per day leading up to A-Day. Realistically, we might end up doing every couple of days leading up to A-Day, but there's a lot of things to watch for from this 2023 Alabama squad. And a number of sort of interesting questions and topics that we can prime the pump with as fans as we get into spring practice, what we're watching for, what we're really seeing, and sort of go from there. This first sort of series of episodes I'm recording before spring practice. I'm recording Sunday the 19th, the day before spring practice starts on the 20th. And so 24 hours from recording this, 36 hours from recording this, a lot of this could go a different direction depending upon how spring opens. We're not rooting for anything like that because that's probably bad news. But there'll be some evolution as we get into spring and how things unfold. And so, you know, that's the nature of it. And so we're gonna jump in, cover a handful of topics, record a handful of topics today, and release those over the coming days. I will say, if you're part of sort of the podcast support team, you'll get all this batched at once. And every time we record a batch of these, you'll get them all at once. Otherwise, they'll release through your normal sort of podcast distribution outlets. If you have any questions, all of this sort of template, try not to repeat all of it every time. But if you have questions that you'd like to see us address or speak to, send them over to us, alabamafootballpodcast@gmail.com. We so appreciate the interaction. And if we're not able to get all the questions into a format like this after A-Day, we're going to go back and sort of break down what we saw at A-Day. And either during that episode or part of that episode or a separate episode, we're going to walk through each of these individual topics and say, hey, did we hit it? Did we miss? How close or how far off the mark were we? So we're going to reevaluate all of our positions, call it accountability, call it what you will. But if you have questions that don't make the sort of this first set, then there's an opportunity that we could go back and touch it afterwards. Speaking of A-Day, stay tuned to the end. And hey, by the way, Roll Tide, Alabama basketball, recording this on Sunday. Alabama just made it to the Sweet 16 Saturday night. So that's super exciting. And wow, does that Alabama basketball team look dynamic. And it'll be fun to watch the rest of the tournament. All right, let's jump in. And we're going to start where we do. And almost have to do it this way for sentimentality purposes. our last game podcast after the Kansas State game, we said, hey, this, you know, this may be the last time we lead a show talking about Bryce Young. And so I intentionally said, nope, we're going to start with quarterback conversations and we're going to mention Bryce Young right from the start. So we get sort of one last opportunity to give Bryce some love. Obviously, as Alabama fans, we know that Bryce Young is moving on to the NFL. And, you know, he may arguably be one of the best quarterbacks ever. Now, some people will hear one of the best and think that I've said the best and then want to have, you know, different feelings about that. And that's fair. But if you look at Bryce in a population of Tua, Mack, McCarron, Hurts, Stabler, Namath, Starr, Young's one of eight. That by definition makes him one of the best. And if we were to draft those eight quarterbacks, my guess is Young would be chosen in the top half of that, which certainly would solidify him as one of the best. Some people are going to say the best. Some people are going to have another favorite. God bless every bit of that. I think truly Alabama's first Heisman Trophy winning quarterback qualifies as one of the best quarterbacks to ever play at Alabama, which makes replacing Bryce both a challenge and a hotbed for debate and articles and sort of breathless anticipation. By the way, it's also a damn legit question. So let's sort of break it down, right? The candidates to replace Bryce Young are Jalen Milroe, who started the Texas A&M game, was spectacular, especially with his legs against Arkansas last year in relief of Bryce. And then we've got Ty Simpson, a redshirt freshman who played sparingly, didn't really sling the ball much. And then we've got a couple of true freshmen incoming in Eli Holstein and Dylan Lonergan. So when we think about the competition for the starting quarterback, it really kind of boils down to Jalen Milroe and Ty Simpson. And there's sort of camps on both sides. And there's a lot of sort of excitement about what Jalen Milroe can do. And I think sort of from what I've read, both fan bases and media outlets, there seems to be a predisposition that it's going to be Jalen. And so what I want to do, Jalen Milroe. So what I want to do, and this is like, consider this a Tide fan public service announcement. I want to save you, our listener, the Tide fan. I want to save you a lot of time and I want to save you a tremendous amount of anxiety. The AI, the artificial intelligence, article writing robots in China, I think already have 10,000 articles ready. They're just ready to hit the go button on. And so if you try to read every article, every word written about this topic, just you're going to spend the next month doing that. And then it's going to carry into summer and into the fall. And you'll be inundated with all these different opinions and these perspectives. And it'll waste your time. Take a lot of time, a lot of anxiety. And I'm just saying, look, don't do that. The debate is going to be breathless. There's going to be passionate articles. There will be reasonable articles on both sides of the discussion. And I'm going to tell you straight up, the answer is going to be Ty Simpson. And we've covered this in other outlets. And let me spell it out for you. I think pretty straightforward. The numbers in the competition, we may see them rigged. To make it look like it's an even competition. And there's precedent of that happening with Coach Saban. If we go back to 2011, A.J. McCarron and Phillip Sims were in a neck-and-neck competition to win the starting job that season. And I don't know that anyone really believed that. A.J. McCarron, I think, was the clear leading candidate, and that went on to prove itself. But here's the trick, right? Phillip Sims was a five-star recruit. And so there was potential that he could be really, really good. Also on the roster that year, 2011, Philip Ely was a true freshman. Blake Sims was a true freshman. And he was still designated as an athlete, not yet a quarterback. And then Morgan Ogilvie, a walk-on true freshman, was on the roster as well. And so there needed to be at least a representation of fair competition between A.J. McCarron and Phillip Sims. And by saying fair competition, I don't mean to suggest that it was unfair competition. What I mean to say is that – there needed to be a representation that it was a close race when it never really was a close race. That opening game against Kent State that season, both quarterbacks played. McCarron was 14 of 23, two interceptions, one touchdown, and Phillip Sims was 7 of 14 with two interceptions. He threw for only 73 yards, and McCarron threw for 226. That next week at Penn State, it was going into the game, it was stated, hey, this is still an open competition, and Phillip Sims didn't take a snap in that game. I think very early on, Alabama drove opening possession for a touchdown, and there was a laser show pass to tight end Michael Williams that just solidified a competition over, this is A.J. McCarron. And it went on that way. 2023 is very, very similar. There's Milroe, there's Ty Simpson, and there's two true freshmen. And so you want to at least present a representation, if you will, that Milroe has a chance to start. I don't think that he does. If you look at, I think a Heisman winning quarterback for Coach Saban is something of a crowning achievement. I think I said that multiple years ago. And Alabama has done that. Coach Saban has done that with a style of play. It's a style of play that leans Ty Simpson, not a style of play that leans towards Jalen Milroe. You build a roster around that style of play. And so when you build a roster towards a style of play, build an offense towards that style of play, you almost can't zig the other way because you lose ground as an entire sort of offense, as an entire unit. Ty Simpson's father is a high school coach or college coach rather. And so he sort of gets the recruiting dynamics. He gets the playing time dynamics. My understanding is the Simpson family wanted Ty to redshirt. And so that positioned him, hey, if you're going to redshirt, limited to the four games, then that may preclude you from being the number two in 2022. I also think there's a little bit of gamesmanship there to preserve recruiting. If Ty Simpson had been the number two quarterback and lit it up, like Tua style as the backup quarterback, if he had lit it up, Alabama would not be able to sign probably neither, certainly not both, of Eli and Dylan. So it's like, this question, this topic is going to get so much attention. And I'm going to tell you what, it's like having, this is a topic to sit out. This is like having a really robust swab account and just staying out of the Bitcoin and NFT market because I'm good. I'm good on this topic. I don't need Bitcoin. I don't need NFTs because I'm good. This is that topic. Just be good on Simpson being the quarterback and don't invest heavily into the debate, into the discussion. Save yourself the time. Save yourself the anxiety. So that's our first sort of position leading going into spring. So it'll be fun to watch spring practice play out. If you're looking for manufactured results to say that it's a neck and neck competition, that'll be interesting to look for. And if you have your sort of eyes peeled for it, that might be fun to see how that legitimately plays out. And I promised, I teased, if you're going to A-Day at the end, at the beginning, if you're going to A-Day, reach out to us and let us know. We have the Alabama Football Podcast travel team is gearing up for a trip to A-Day. So I think there's five or six people coming from different parts of the country that are podcast listeners, and we're gonna meet up, much like we did for Austin Peay last year. We're gonna meet up and go to the game and hang out and drink some brown water. And if any of that is interest to you, or you just want a fist bump and high five going in and out of the stadium, I'm here for any of that. So reach out, AlabamaFootballPodcast@gmail.com. And I hope to meet as many listeners as possible this spring at the Alabama A game. So certainly looking forward to that. With that, this has been another edition of the Alabama Football Podcast. Roll Tide.
Thanks for listening to the Alabama Football Podcast. We love that you're tuned in and hope that you enjoyed the show. We encourage you to reach out and let us know what you like, where we can improve, or just a shout out, a roll tide. We are where you are. iTunes, Facebook, Twitter, email newsletters, t-shirts, free roster downloads, and of course, on the web at alabamafootballpodcast.com. Check us out where you'll find easy links to your favorite way to follow the tide. Got that, Coach?
Aye.
Of course. Roll Tide.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.